The master and boys of the fourth form are still at the zoo. We left them last time in rather sorry straits. Bottomley, after causing no end of trouble, had fallen into the bear pit, and Dr. Pym had fainted. We'll cross right back to the zoo and see what's happening now. Yeah, stand back there. Stand back.
Strike off down the road, quick.
All right, boy, keep cool. Hurry. Keep cool.
Yeah, just jump again the bear pit.
Strike, I hope he's not hurt.
Get back there, you kids, or you'll go down too. Get back there, Bruno. Here, lad, grab this.
Strike, I wouldn't like to be there.
Now, hold up. Up you come. Up, up. Get back there, Bruno. Here, give us a pull.
Come on, up. Oh, I'm sweet. Strike. Gee, it was decent down there.
And just what do you think you were doing down there, my lad?
Well, you don't think I went down to have lunch, do you?
Now, look here, my boy. I'm not answering no riddles. You got no right down in the bear pit.
Well, I fell down.
Yes, and you're very lucky you ever come up again.
Yes, that's a carnivorous animal.
What is?
The leopard.
That ain't no leopard, that's a bear.
Yes, but if it had been a leopard, it'd be carnivorous.
What would?
The bear.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. Well, that's what my teacher told me.
Oh, and who's your teacher?
That fella over there under the tree.
What, him?
Yes.
He looks dead. What's the matter with him?
He fainted, mister.
He threw a shepherd.
Fainted?
Yeah, doing good.
Yes.
Well, hadn't you better do something?
Yes, but he's fainted before.
Yeah, he's always fainting. Leave him there.
Listen, is he your teacher, too?
Oh, mine?
Yes.
Yeah, worse luck. Why?
Well, I'd like to have a word with him. He should be responsible for you while you're in this here zoo.
Yeah, and that's what I thought.
Not go allowing you to fall into no bear pits.
Yeah, that's what I reckon when he pushed me.
When he pushed you?
Yeah, he pushed me into the bear pit.
Oh, he never did, Bottomley.
Ah, shut up, Stan, but of course he did.
Yes.
Yes, why?
Yes, he did it.
Now, look here, me lad. Did he push you in the bear pit or didn't he?
Sure he did.
Oh, did he? Well, follow me. We'll see
this. Yes, he was.
Here, you wake up.
Hey, still on
the floor. Yeah, go and get some water.
Strike, you know, he shouldn't have pushed me.
No, that's the same as being carnivorous.
What is?
You know, if that bear had been a leopard.
Listen, are you mad?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yes, but I'm not carnivorous.
I wouldn't be surprised at what you were.
Yes, well, I've never eaten myself.
That's a pity.
Yes.
Here's some water.
Here, give it to me and I'll bathe his head.
Yes.
He'll be sweating a minute.
Now, how does that feel?
He's done this before.
Yeah, he's always doing it.
Yes. Oh, look, his eyes are opening.
He's all right. How do you feel? He'll be all right in a minute.
Where am I?
You're in the zoo.
He's in the rats.
Oh, where's Bottomley? He's... Look, he's in the bear pit.
No, he's not.
Yes, he's not.
I got him out.
Here I am.
Oh, you're safe. Thank heaven.
And just what do you mean by pushing him in?
I beg your pardon?
This here boy has made an accusation that you pushed him in the bear pit.
Yes. Sure.
That I pushed him in?
Yes, that's what he says.
Oh, does he? Well, I didn't.
Well, I thought you did.
Well, did you?
Did I? Listen, I
Well, I mean, I can't say for sure now.
No, I shouldn't think you could.
But I was pushed in all right, and I mean, you're the only one near me.
What?
Well, that's the same thing, ain't it?
It's the wrong thing. I did nothing of the kind.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, that's being carnivorous.
Of course it is. What? Look, hold your tongue, Greenbottle. You don't know what you're talking about.
Why don't you look after these boys? You're their master.
I know I am. But this boy Bottomley had been exceptionally rude.
So he pushed me in the bear pit.
Bottomley, I did no such thing.
Yes, I was there with him.
You are. He's a witness.
Yes.
Look.
Did you see him push him in the pit?
Yes.
Greenbottle.
Yes, I was there.
You were where?
I was alongside you.
Yes, and where was I?
You were talking to the carnivorous animal.
You mean the leopard?
Yes.
What? Well, there you are, keeper. I was in front of the leopard's cage when this boy fell into the pit 50 yards away. So it's not at all likely that I pushed him.
Ah, you messed it up, Greenbottle.
Yes.
Well, if you ask me, you're all mad.
Yes.
Hold your tongue, Greenbottle. You're the one that gives us all a bad reputation.
Yes.
And as for you, Master Bottomley...
Oh, I never did anything.
Never did anything. No. All you did was misbehave yourself, and when I tell you to go home, you fall into this bear pit, and then to cap it all, you accuse me of pushing you.
Well, if you ask me, I think it'd be a good idea if you all went and jumped into the bear pit.
Oh, do you? Well, nobody asked you.
Getting fresh, are you?
Yes. No.
Don't him, sir. Don't him. Have a go at
him. Keep quiet.
Listen, do you want to fight?
I've no desire to fight at all.
I wouldn't let him speak to me like that.
Oh, you wouldn't you?
Darn it, someone your own size.
Yes, how dare you threaten that boy?
Oh, well, I'll have a go at you.
Now, listen, Barney.
him over, sir. Have a go at him.
Jog him in
Bottom
the kitchen.
I'll do all the dying you want.
John, you're frightened. Go back and play with your white mice.
I'll give you
Bottom
white
me, look,
mice.
Do you want to
go
to the
John, have a go.
Listen, I'm about fed up.
I wish you boys would mind your own business.
Take that.
I'll report that.
I'm the boss here.
I'm being insulted. I'll call the police. Stop that.
I don't have another lay down. You're enough to make a man sign the pledge.
Sign the pledge? You strike me again, my man, and you'll sign your death warrant. All right, look, I'll remember that.
Now go on, clear out. I got no more time to waste. I'm going to do some work. You're all
bad. If he had said another word to I'm a mess of bruises. Bottomley.
Yes, sir?
Come here, Bottomley. Come here.
What for, sir?
What for? What? I'll show you what for. There.
I'll strike what you do there
for. The same reason that I'll do this. There. Serves you right. Just wait till I get you back in the classroom again. Just wait. The whole lot of you, just wait.
Oh, strike, I was on your side, sir.
Yes.
On my side?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, that fella donged you.
Ow. Yes. And now I've donged you, as you call it. On my side, you were a great help, Bottomley.
Well, I thought I was.
Oh, did you? And what did you say to the head keeper of the zoo?
What did I say?
Yeah, what did you say? You told him to go away and play with his white mice.
Yes, sir.
I've never seen such disgraceful behavior in the whole of my life. It's been nothing but mischief, rudeness, arguments, and fights as we got here.
Well, what else do you want to fill in the day?
Well, Bottomley, what did you say?
Say, sir.
Yes, you were being rude again.
Oh, me, sir.
Yes, and what did you say then?
Oh, I just said, I've probably had too much to say.
Oh, did you? Yes. Well, for once, you're quite right.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, he's going to play with his white mice.
Now, has he? Yes, and do you know where you're going? All of you? You're going home. And the next time I bring you to the zoo, we'll go to the museum.
Yes.
Keep quiet.
Please, sir, where are the white mice?
Stanford, look, and I've had about enough of you as well. Mind your own business. And if anybody mentions white mice again, I will push them in the bear pit.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, but that's being carnivorous.
Yes. Great, look, I wish you'd go and feed yourself to the lions.
Yes.
The only trouble is it wouldn't be fair to the lions.
Yes.
Yes, well, you'd better behave yourself or I will throw you in with the lions. There's just a chance that they might swallow their pride and attack you.
Yes, they can swallow what they like, but not me.
Yeah, well, be careful.
Let's come and see the monkeys, sir.
We're not going to see anything more at all.
Oh, fair go.
I've seen all I wish to see in the zoo, thank you, and I've no intention of looking at the monkeys.
I thought they were your mates.
Yes, but I... What did you say, Bottomley?
Sorry, sir.
Yes, what did you say then?
Why, I just said, do we go out through the gates?
Oh, did you? Well, yes, we do. How else do you think we're going to get out? In an underground tunnel or something?
I was just wondering.
Well, listen, you boys follow me, and I don't want any nonsense. I'm going to take you home.
Yes, but I want to see the elephants.
So do
I. Well, you're not going to. You're going straight home. Well, I've got my car out here, and I'll run you all back as far as the school.
Oh, have you got your car, sir?
Yes, I have, Bottomley, but you don't deserve a ride. You ought to be made to walk. However, come on, let's get out of here before we get into any more trouble.
I can't let you get out of here.
Well, now, here's the car here. Come on, get in.
Oh,
sure.
Drive. Can I drive it, Chef?
What?
Can I drive?
If you do, I'll walk.
Same here.
Green bottle, look. If I was completely paralyzed and I had to go through town, I'd still walk rather than ride with you driving.
Yeah.
Can I sit in the front, sir?
I don't care where you sit. Now, get in. Go
no,
on.
No, I want to sit in the front.
Go on, I ask first.
Yes, well, doesn't matter who
I... Yes, you get in the back.
Well, why don't you walk?
Sit down,
will you, boys, stop this arguing?
Yes, but I'll get... Sick if I don't sit in the front.
All right, well, sit in the front. Look, if there's going to be much more of this arguing, you'll all walk.
Yes.
Well, it seems settled, Greenbottle, that you sit up in the front.
Yes. You mean I can drive?
Yes, of course. What? Drive? Greenbottle, if you couldn't drive a nail.
Yes, I could.
A wretched mile.
You shut up, you belt.
Will you stop behaving like a lot of larrikins? Greenbottle, you're not going to drive. Is that clear? You're not capable of driving.
Yes, I am capable.
Well, I say you're not.
Yes, well, I drive for me old man.
Oh, do you? Well,
yes.
I didn't know your father had a car.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, he hasn't.
Well, what are you talking about?
Yes, but I drive his scooter.
His scooter?
Yes.
Oh, do you? Well, you're not driving my car. Now, get up in the front there.
Yes.
Go on, get in, Greenbottle.
And you other boys get in the back and mind that paint.
Okay, if I'd rather go in the front.
Now then, is everybody set?
Yeah,
have to be very careful on these slippery roads.
Yes, can I steer it, sir?
No, get out of there. Get out of it, Greenbottle. You'll have us into the fence in a minute.
I'll carry up, sir.
I'll do nothing of the sort, Bottomley.
Go on, sir. Be a support.
I'm driving this car, thank you.
Pull out the throttle, Granny.
Yes.
Mind your own business, Bottomley. What are you doing there, Greenbottle, you idiot?
Yes. 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 Wait a minute.
We're skidding.
Once again, Dr. Pym's pupils have caused him trouble. But this time, it really seems to be serious. Be sure you hear the next episode of The Craziest School on the Air.